What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Make sure you are subscribed and that you're sharing this with your friends or enemies. If you can't stand the sound of my voice, make sure you punish them, punish all of them. So anyway, let's get into it. Today was a weird day. It's just been weird. I've been in a weird, weird mood. I don't know. Just weird. Okay. Weird is the vibe and it's fine. It's fine. I said goodbye to one of my grandmas tonight, to Granny. And honestly, okay, she's passing away. She's in the final stages and, my sister's there with her. So she's been, you know, calling everyone that is far away so we could say our goodbyes on the phone. And, you know, Granny's had Alzheimer's. She's just been gone for a long time already. Okay. She's 98 years old, had an incredible life. But I'm going to be honest. Okay. I'm not a heartless person. You guys, I am very emotional, but I didn't think I would cry because I mean, this is life, right? Like it's a logical next step. She's 98. She's had an incredible life, raised an incredible family, done a lot of things, always been active, healthy, strong. She is, you know, one of the reasons I know who Jesus is. You know, she took me to church when I was little and, that's always stuck out to me. But anyway, when my sister was like, okay, you're on speakerphone, I couldn't even talk for a second. I'm like, what the heck? It took me off guard a little bit. I didn't think it would be so hard, but it was. And I went ahead and, you know, after I hung up, I let myself cry a little bit, just, you know, because I'm human. But it left me feeling like a lot of gratitude. And I think, you know, we always feel like the comfort we need or that we need people to hear is that our loved ones are getting to see past loved ones. Like, you know, she's going to see her mom. She'll see her husband. She'll see, I don't know who else up there, a lot of people, but honestly, tonight when I was thinking about that, she's just going to be excited to see Jesus. Like, I think she'd run past everybody just to be able to be in that moment. So I'm like excited for her. Just what a great life, you know? So anyway, just weird. That's kind of how I ended my night. And then, you know, drove home and did the things. And here we are recording a podcast. My girls are coming into town from college for their break. So I felt like I was pressuring myself to get all these episodes batched because when they're here, you guys, I just don't record. I'm kind of in the moment. I'm not on my phone. I'm not in my office. I'm in the moment. I'm soaking up. This is probably the last Christmas with all of us together and, you know, in this space, like where they're all living here. So yeah, I'm going to be soaking it up and I haven't batched those episodes. So fair warning, if I don't show up, you guys, it's not because I don't love you. I really, really have that intention. But y'all know how I roll. Family comes first. They do. These kids they're a lot, but I love it. I love it. Today's episode is going to be easy for me to talk about because it's something I see everybody struggling with. Okay. Especially you guys, I have this relationship class going on. It's a great class. I've led some really great classes, but Sean and I have this thing on lock. It's a great class. I think it would benefit anybody, no matter where you are. If you think you're in the greatest relationship ever, you have room to grow. Okay. I myself am learning things just even in recognizing some of my other patterns. And, you know, I'm the type of person where I want my husband and I to grow all the time. I'm like, how could we be better? How could we get closer? And we're doing little things to get better and closer. And, you know, things that I'm recognizing are kind of pushing that. So I love it. And there's a lot of people that, you know, talk about how they're in these relationships and they still have like that beginning love, like the butterflies, the infatuation, I guess. And my question is, I don't understand people that don't have that. Like, I'm obsessed with my husband. He's fucking hot. And I am like, you guys, like, damn, that's my guy. Yeah, I have that. I get the butterflies. I get all, you know, crazy stuff starts happening. Chemicals start moving around. Absolutely have that. So I guess I don't understand the relationships that don't have that. And so I'm looking into that. I'm talking to people about how that could be missing. And that's kind of I want that to be like another addition to this class, you know, how to keep the spark alive. You know, how do you do that? How are we doing that? You know, how are we still like, literally, we don't get tired of each other. We could talk all day, every day to each other, and that would be enough. Like, we always have something to talk about. I really like where we're headed. But anyway, so in this class, the pattern I'm recognizing and just the underlying struggle I see people having is really getting to that core foundation. You know, one of the key reasons that my relationship is so good is because I practice self-love. I take care of me. I make sure mentally and emotionally I'm good. And if I'm not, I communicate that to him. Okay. Like, literally, if, you know, I'm going on a trip, or like this summer, I was working, you know, some extra hours to help out. And I just told my husband, look, you know, I'm stretched thin and I just need you to hold down the house. Like, I need to know everything is good. And I set up that boundary of like, you know, basically, if shit's going down and you're struggling, I can't hear about it right now. Like, you just need to handle all of this. So I set those boundaries. I communicate exactly where I'm at. But the key is that I love myself. I love myself. And so anybody in my life, you can't love me less than I love me. So all of a sudden, like, there's this vibration. And if you want to be on planet Brandon, you've got to level up a little bit. Otherwise, there's, you know, there's not an emotional connection. There's not a mental connection. There's nothing's happening. Okay. So people feel that. And I can tell when people are, you know, up to that level of like, you know, just even being able to hold a conversation with friends, there is a vibration there. The secret to every great relationship is loving yourself. And I mean, this is a relationship, not just with your partner, but I mean, like, your friends, your family, everybody. Like, you're the secret sauce. Okay. And I get it, because there's all these self-help books and there's these talk show hosts and fucking all these people that are like, love yourself, bitch. I've been saying it to you for over a year now. Okay. Your relationship with yourself is the most important connection. I know that it's easy to forget about nurturing it. But self-love, like, having this massive compassion for yourself, this shit's too important to neglect, because this is what shapes your experiences and your relationships with all these other people. Protecting your health and your well-being by making these positive changes in the way that you think about and treat yourself. This is where, like, self-esteem and confidence come from, putting in the work. And I'm not just talking about, like, you know, maybe going to the gym or losing the weight. I'm talking, like, even, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, nurturing yourself with the food and just, you know, my skincare. You guys, if you are not taking my secret sauce collagen, you should be, because that's another way I express self-love. Like, I really care about what I'm putting in my body that's going to make my skin look great. And what am I putting on my skin? Okay. That's a thing. It's part of that self-love, but I feel good about everything I'm doing for me. So I don't feel less than in any area of my life. And when I do, I realize it's something I'm neglecting about myself. So how do you love yourself? That's what you're asking, right? You have to change the way that you think about yourself, because I guarantee you're so hard on yourself. And then here you are, you're busy with all these external obligations. You're barely brushing your teeth. Okay. You're not considering your personal priorities. Like, it takes me a while to wash my face. It's a whole process, okay? I know I have a lot of shit going on, but I had to make this a priority. I had to make this a priority. So, how can you think more highly of yourself, right? You've got to look inside. You've got to find this value that you have for you. You have to accept yourself, knowing right now in this moment that you are worthy of love and respect just the way you are right now. This, all the mess, all the everything, you are worthy of all of this. You have to embrace yourself with all your strengths and weaknesses, with the darkness, with the light, all of it. And clarifying your purpose, like, you get to invent your own definition of success. That is yours to define. It's not what someone has said it's going to be. It's not what you've watched other people show you it is. It's what you decide a meaningful life means to you. And guess what? That answer can change over time. Okay. And it will. As you grow and evolve, it will change. You've got to talk yourself up. Like, how are you talking to yourself? If you're like, God, I'm so stupid. I'm such an idiot. All these things, you guys realize you're speaking that, and that's real. And that's coming back to you. You're magnetizing your words. Okay. So you have to choose words that are encouraging and uplifting. Use your internal dialogue to build your confidence and manage your emotions. You've got to offer forgiveness, let go of the past so that you can move on. Take any decision that you regret and turn it into an opportunity to learn. Make amends. Okay. Forgive people that aren't sorry. And learn to resolve and handle things more constructively from here on out. You've got to avoid comparison, okay? Social media has increased this whole potential for envy and for inferiority complexes, okay? You have to try competing with your own performance, your own shit, instead of living up to someone else's standards, 100%. Okay. Stop comparing where you are to someone's chapter 30, someone's highlight reel, someone's bullshit. Okay. You've got to think positive. Your perspective is everything. If you can't look on the bright side, if you can't laugh at yourself, okay, how are you ever going to see the lovable side of who you really are? Okay. And looking on the bright side, being able to laugh things off and not take life so fucking serious is going to help you manage stress. It helps you deal with shit when it's difficult. Okay. You've got to change the way that you're treating yourself. We talk about this is another roadblock I feel like a lot of clients have. Okay. Your actions aren't matching your belief. You're going to say you love yourself, but your actions are showing something different. So you have to practice the self-care. It's those habits that are going to keep your mind strong, keep your body strong, work out, eat the right food, go to bed early, read the book, learn your scriptures, connect with God, get on some positive inspirational videos on YouTube, okay? And very important, it always jumps out at me. You got to pick your friends wisely, okay? You want to be around people that are going to encourage and support you. How do you cultivate these close relationships with people who share your goals? You engage in the conversations. You start to love yourself and be able to expand conversations with other people where you're going to feel good about sharing your feelings. You're getting the validation, and you guys are feeding each other, not draining each other, okay? You've got to pursue your passions. It's about identifying activities that make you happy. What brings you joy, fulfillment? Take some time out every single day for something you love. Okay. Y'all know my thing. Okay. Absolutely. I love putting on my makeup. Like, that's my thing. I love that. Every day it's a blank canvas. I get to do whatever I want. And then I get to record a podcast. It's fucking amazing. You have to find shit that you love to do. Whether it's related to your job, personal, something you do in your leisure time, it doesn't fucking matter. Okay. Find something that you're passionate about that makes you happy, where you're like, oh, I feel good that I did that today. Set those goals. Give yourself something to strive for. Make it realistic. Okay. This is going to build your confidence every time you make a move on here. Boundaries. I think boundaries is really important, knowing your limits. so you can define what you consider acceptable. Like, are they behaving well enough to be invited on your vibration? Okay. And this includes like physical boundaries. Like if you need your space, psychological boundaries, you're entitled to your feelings and opinions. And bitch, no one's going to advocate for you more than you. Okay. Once you understand your needs, you communicate them. You get better at this as you practice being direct, you know, when you're letting someone know that maybe they crossed your boundaries or you have to express an emotion or feeling or whatever that is, you have to advocate for yourself. It's the same thing. Like if you're building a business, bitch, if you're not out there, you know, talking your shit up, why would you expect other people to do that? Ever. And find the support that you need. Okay. Ask for what you need. Let people know specifically what they can do. If it's just, you know, you need someone to listen to you, maybe you need someone to help you with housework, whatever this is. Okay. Seek support. Maybe you're really ready to level up shit. So you're looking for that life coach, and bitch, you know, you can message me. Message me. Love Yourself is going to help you enjoy life with a better version of you, okay? You want to be the best you possible. You want to attain happiness. You want to overcome those challenges and feel great. You want life to not feel so heavy. You want these healthier relationships with other people. So it's time that you treat yourself, okay? And I'm not talking about that big shopping spree. I'm talking about kindness and respect and love. Compassion, forgiveness. Okay. You are worthy and you matter now. And this is all attainable. It just takes a little bit of practice every day. You just have to decide, I'm going to love me. I'm going to love me before I do anything else today. What's the first thing you could do in the morning to show yourself the most love? Okay. I want you to do that tomorrow. I love you guys. And yeah. Bitch, let's hope that this hooker batch records a podcast because I love you guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. And that's it. Good night.